The tide's really rushing, so we've got to do this quickly. We can't hit that boat in the other slip. You guys ready?
Bowline ready, Captain Mark.
Mark, it's really tight. I can't get it.
Spring line free!
No, Ian! Anthony's isn't loose. Grab it before it falls back in.
Oh, careful!
What? Ah!
He just went over! Cut the power!
Ian! Ian!
You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and we're so glad you've joined us for this incredible story. Jack and Ian Brinkman, along with two other guys from Jack's college group, were just about to embark on a trip to the Alaskan wilderness. They were headed for the Gruink Glacier in Kachemak State Park. Jack's friend, Captain Mark, volunteered to transport the guys using his commercial fishing boat, the Armageddon. So far, this trip, meant to celebrate Ian's 13th birthday, hasn't gotten off to a very good start.
Make sure you're completely dry before you put your clothes back on.
Okay.
That's the key to avoiding hypothermia. Don't get wet. Stay dry when it's cold out.
Hypothermia messes with your mind. And if you're not careful, it'll kill you.
Whoa, that was a big one.
This reminds me of our trip back from herring fishing that year. Remember, Mark?
No, like it was yesterday.
What happened?
Well, we were traveling up the Aleutian Arm and needed to cross Shelikov Strait.
Yeah. They were predicting bad weather, but we thought we could make it across before it hit. We sure got that one wrong. Our radios were busting out of their mounts, and these front windows were leaking.
And the drawers all came out, food and tools sloshing everywhere, kept up for about 8 hours.
You know, as someone who spends a lot of time on the water, I really appreciate Psalm 107. It talks about people like us going out onto the oceans and encountering terrible weather, just like this. It says they staggered about like drunk men, at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord, and he calmed the storm, stilled the waves, and brought them to their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
Wow. Sounds like it was written just for you guys.
Yeah. And we did exactly what that passage says. We cried out to the Lord, and guess what? We found a small bay on the lee side of Kodiak Island, and it was flat calm.
And then we praised him for his goodness.
Ian, this trip is celebrating you becoming a man. Here's what I've learned. In the storm, real men give it their best, and they rely on the Lord. You brought a firearm, right? They've been seeing wolf packs.
Well, I'm packing.
Yeah, good. All right, let's do a radio check.
Check, 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 radio check.
I got you. Testing?
Sounds great, Mark.
I'll be anchored just offshore in Mallard Bay.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow night by 2100.
Got that. Have fun, guys.
Thanks, Captain Mark.
Okay, Mike and Anthony, what's the plan?
Well, it's about a 4-hour hike up Saddle Trail to the Gruink Glacier. I thought we'd set up base camp on the shore of the frozen lake and then explore the glacier in the morning.
Sounds good. Ian, what do you think of this?
It's great.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
A little slower up there, guys. Are you okay?
I think so.
Snow in the boots?
Uh-huh.
Anthony, Mike, we need to stop for a minute.
I'm fine, Dad. Just keep going.
Looks like an old trapper's cabin.
The door must have blown open in a storm. There's a snowdrift inside.
Should I check it out?
I'd have that .45 ready.
Good idea.
Oh, man. I'm not sure about this, Dad.
You can do it, son.
I can't breathe. And my fingers.
Here, eat some trail mix. We'll rest here for a bit.
Nobody's living here.
What was in there?
Just an old dog sled and some traps.
Dog sled?
Yeah, like what they use for the Iditarod race. Huh.
Someone must be running a trap line up here. Didn't think it was allowed in state parks.
We should get moving. Don't want to set up camp in the dark.
Can we wait just a little bit longer? I'm exhausted.
Hey, we could pull you in the sled.
What is it?
It's called a self-powered hand tram.
You stand inside the little green cage and then pull on the rope. See that big pulley? And the one on the other side of the gorge?
Yeah.
The rope runs around those pulleys and the tram rides back and forth on this cable. And when you pull the rope, you zip across. Easy peasy.
I don't like it.
You'll be fine, Ian.
I hate heights.
Well, the alternative is to climb all the way down and then up the other side.
I guess it's up to you, Ian. How tired are you?
I'll risk the tram.
Okay, I'll go first. When I get across, you guys pull it back to your side. What'd you think?
I never looked down.
Guys, it's jammed. I can't go any further.
Maybe if we pull while he's pulling.
Jack, on three. One, two, three.
It's moving.
Keep pulling. Wow. Good thing that didn't happen while you were in the middle. You would have been stuck there.
If this thing's broke, what about the trip back?
Here's the problem.
What?
See this? I think it's a safety brake. Look, it pivots down and puts friction on the line.
Yeah, I think that prevents the tram from slamming into the wall in case it gets going too fast.
I wasn't going that fast, was I?
We'll just need to make sure it's not engaged when we go back across.
Well, let's move out. We need to get a good night's sleep. Big day tomorrow.
How much longer?
Just keep walking. Just keep walking. You'll make it.
Time to get up, Ian. We have a big day ahead of us.
I'm sore all over.
How'd you sleep?
Terrible. I froze.
Were your feet sticking out like this all night?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that was your problem. Here, get your boots on. We have omelets and hot chocolate by the fire.
All right.
Anthony, thanks for cooking. If I didn't know any better, I'd never guess they were MREs.
What are those?
Military ready to eat.
It's good.
Mike, Anthony, thanks for helping to set up this trip.
Our pleasure.
Ian, as you know, this trip's about you. It started out a little rough, but I want this to be really special.
Thanks for taking me. Sorry I've been complaining a little.
You're almost 13, and we've been talking for a while now about what it means to become a man. Anthony and Mike here are a little further along than you. I thought it might be kind of cool if they shared, you know, a couple of words of wisdom from their experience. You okay with that?
Sure.
Okay, who wants to go first?
I will. I guess I have a couple things. First, you don't need a girlfriend yet.
No problem there.
When it's time, you'll find the right girl. Don't rush it.
Anthony here is still waiting himself.
And then, sort of related, it's okay to be different. It's okay to be a square peg in a round hole, to chart your own course.
Just be sure it's according to God's plan.
Yeah.
Mike?
Ian, I grew up on the mission field in Africa. My dad was an amazing man. He was there to translate the Bible, but things got tough, and he almost failed. Dad took our whole family up to a mountain to seek God. I believe the Lord saw how Dad humbled himself, and because of this, he blessed him. That had a real impact on me.
Thanks, guys.
Sure.
You bet.
Well, shall we hit the glacier?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Okay. Since the rope is only 60 feet long, we have about 10 feet between us. If your harness is tight, take your locking carabiner and hook it onto one of the figure eight knots I tied in the rope. I'll take the front position. Anthony, you take the rear.
This buckle's stubborn.
One of the rules of the wilderness is you should never be alone. Always have a buddy. As we cross, we have to keep the rope tight. That way, if one of us breaks through into a crevasse, the rope will keep us from falling very far. Remember, if someone does fall, the rest of us need to quickly go into self-arrest.
What's that again?
You drop down and dig in with your ice axe. That'll keep the guy who fell through from falling far.
Okay, I think we're ready. Let's go.
It's so bright up here.
Check out those jagged peaks.
Hey guys, I have a snow bridge up here.
How can you tell?
See how the surface is a little concave, dips down a little? Below that is a crevasse. Watch when I poke through with my axe handle.
Whoa, how deep do you think that is?
Don't know, and you don't want to find out.
We're gonna go around it. We'll find the top and cross there. Anthony, make sure to keep tension back there.
Got it.
You enjoying this, son?
Oh yeah.
Well, you're doing great. Hey, Mike!
Yeah!
How about we stop for lunch here and take some pictures?
All right!
Anybody want a sandwich?
My backpack is stuck!
Don't jump! I think you're on a snow bridge!
What?
Oh! Yeah!
Self-arrest!
Jack! How far down are you?
About 5 feet. But my feet aren't touching. I'm hanging here.
Can you crawl out?
No. The sides are really smooth. It's like a water slide tube, only made out of ice.
It's called a mill hole. We're gonna have to pull you out.
That would be nice. Guys? Something in my harness just snapped.
Don't move, Jack. Be very still.
Yeah!
No!
Jack! Can you hear me?
Yes!
Are you hurt?
No, I don't think so. That was quite a ride. Not sure how I'm gonna get out though. I'd say at least 100 feet, not straight down. It goes at an angle and then empties into a huge cave. The sides are all smooth and blue. Light is coming in from somewhere.
It must be a glacial window.
It's like being inside a huge blue crystal.
Mike, the rope's too short. We can't get him out with this.
Armageddon, do you copy? Mark, are you there?
This isn't good.
One of us needs to go for help. And we need to hurry. It's cold down there. Spending the night could be, well, bad.
Who should go?
Well, you're a better climber.
Can I go with?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Why?
You'd slow him down.
No, I won't. And remember, always have a buddy.
If you have to spend the night up here, he might be better off with me.
Okay. Take your time getting off the glacier.
You guys still up there?
Yes! We're gonna get you out! I'm staying here with you! Anthony's going for help! You okay if Ian goes with him?
Yeah, that's best!
You gonna be okay, Dad?
I'll be fine! Ian?
Yeah?
I love you, son!
I love you, Dad!
You two will need the rope to get off the glacier. And take the radio. Maybe you can raise Mark as you get closer. And you should probably have this.
Can you handle this pace?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're doing great, Ian. Take another drink. We need to stay hydrated.
Thanks.
The trip back is easier. It's all downhill.
What's that?
Looks like it was a bald eagle.
Are these wolf tracks?
Yep. They were eating it. It's a fresh kill.
The tracks are all around us.
That's why we have this gun. Come on. We need to hurry. It'll be dark soon.
Should we try the radio first?
Armageddon. Do you copy Armageddon? Armageddon? Nothing. We gotta go. We can ride across together.
Okay.
Oh, no!
Is it jammed again?
Uh-huh. I'll check it.
Okay. Here's my flashlight.
Yep, it flipped down again.
Can you hold it while I go across by myself?
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to hold it for me. I could end up stranded all night in the middle if it jammed. Probably the safest thing is to cross the gorge by foot.
All right.
Only that's not very safe either.
Oh, it's steep.
I don't know.
If we don't, what'll happen to my dad? What if he spends the night inside the glacier? Would he be okay?
I don't know.
Then we have to try.
Okay. Hang on to little trees. When climbing, always have three anchors. In other words, make sure both hands are hanging on to something if you're moving a foot. If you are moving a hand, make sure both feet are secure. Follow?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go first.
Deep inside the frozen Gruink Glacier, Jack Brinkman's body temperature begins to drop. On the surface, the cold winds chill Mike to the bone. He considers hiking back to camp to get the sleeping bags, but decides not to risk the glacier alone without a rope. Anthony and Ian are facing their own struggle as they attempt to cross a snowy gorge. Meanwhile, several miles away, Kyle Gilroy looks out his living room window and something catches his eye.
Alaska State Troopers.
Hi, this is Kyle. Kyle Gilroy. I live out East End Road. I've been watching out my window and someone's launching parachute flares on the other side of the bay.
Hang on, Kyle.
Tom, anybody call in flares across the bay?
Nope.
Do you want to alert the Coast Guard this time?
We get 10 calls every time someone has a campfire over there. If there were parachute flares, the phone would be ringing off the hook.
Hello? Hello? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Are you sure about this, Kyle?
Okay, we need to hurry.
There's a frozen creek down there.
That flows from Glacier Lake to the bay. We're almost to the bottom.
Listen.
Whatever that is, it's big. All right, I'm going to scare it off.
There it goes!
Okay, we need to hurry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, but I broke through. I'm wet from my waist down. We gotta run. Come on.
Alaska State Troopers, this is Coast Guard Helicopter Romeo. We are in the vicinity of Kachemek State Park. Please advise.
I have someone named Kyle on the phone, and I'm patching him through.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
This is the United States Coast Guard. Sir, where did you see the flares?
There's another one descending right now. You don't see it?
Negative. We see nothing.
I'm looking at it right now with my spotting scope. It's lighting up a boat in the middle of Mallard Bay.
Repeat. Negative. We do not see a flare. We see a boat anchored in the bay, but no flares.
Okay. I can see the helicopter. You're over the boat. Keep heading east. Keep going. A little farther. Oh, okay. You're directly in line with where I saw the flares going down.
Okay. Someone is flashing an SOS. Subject is located on the surface of Gruink Glacier.
Did he say they found somebody?
Thank you, Kyle. We will be in touch.
Are you okay, sir?
Yeah, but there's someone inside the glacier.
Is he responsive?
Yes, but he's very cold.
Okay, are there any others in your party?
There were two others. We sent them back to our boat in Mallard Bay for help.
Okay, we're going to get you guys out of here.
We made it. Now let's hold downhill to the beach.
I think that helicopter got him. Captain Mark must have... He must have called them. Try to raise him again.
I'm again. Do you copy? Armageddon. Mark, you there?
I'm not doing so well.
But we need to keep moving. You need dry clothes.
I can't go any further, Ian. Besides, it's too dark to see.
But I think we're close to that trapper's cabin. With the sled.
I can't. I need to sit down.
Okay. I gotta make a fire. We need to keep you warm. Stand as close to it as you can. Are you shivering?
No.
You have hypothermia, don't you?
I'm really tired.
Come on! Shadow box with me. Run in place. We have to keep moving.
Jack.
Hi, Mark.
I got here as fast as I could. What happened?
I fell into an ice mill.
Wow. You okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. Hey, where's Ian?
He didn't come back in the helicopter?
Anthony and Ian, you didn't see them? I mean, they're not with you?
No.
What?
When I saw the helicopter, I radioed the troopers and they called me home. I just assumed the guys were...
Oh, no. But the flares. You lit the flares.
I didn't light any flares.
Anthony, wake up. Wake up.
I need to rest.
You're close. What do we do?
Gun. Get the gun. Keep the fire going. Don't let me take the coat off. No matter what I tell you.
God, I can't do this. If you don't do something, we're not gonna make it. Please. Help.
Wake up now, son.
I want to sleep.
Ian, you need to wake up
so
now.
Tired. Huh? Dad? Oh, no. Wolves. Get out of here. Anthony, wake up.
Huh?
We were sleeping. Anthony, stand up with me. Shadow box.
I can't.
You need to. Come on. It's getting light. We're close to that cabin. If we can find it, we can use that sled. I'll be right back. Keep the wolves away from him, Lord. Get in. Come on. You're almost in. There. Okay, sit down. Now hang on to the sides of the sled. Right here. Put your hands right here. You've got it. I'm gonna stand in the back, and we're gonna take a little ride down the mountain. Okay?
To the Armageddon?
Yeah. Here come the wolves. We gotta go now. Go, go, go! Come on, sled. Come on! All right. Here goes nothing. Gotta help us.
What in the world? Is that them?
It looks like it.
They're coming down the mountain in a dog sled. But the dogs are behind the sled.
Those aren't dogs.
Son. Ian. You're okay.
Dad!
Ian!
You're here! Anthony needs
Thank
help!
You.
I Hypothermia!
Thank you.
Let's get them both on stretchers and out to the cutter. We're better equipped for hypothermia on that boat than they are at the hospital.
Dad, I'm so cold.
Ian, I was so worried about you, son. But you made it. You did it.
I fell asleep. He woke me up. Dad, God woke me up.
Spoken like a man.
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and we hope you've enjoyed today's exciting episode entitled Man Up. While fictitious, real people and real events inspired this story. The authorities never determined the origin of the flares. In fact, Kyle was the only person who ever saw them. The official report of the Alaska State Troopers attributed them to an act of God. To learn more details of this story, please visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com.